Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, joined by Minnesota Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman. We have our first preseason game less than a week from today. It's at Mall of America Field. It's against the Houston Texans. Then a couple on the road at Buffalo and San Francisco. Close it up against the Tennessee Titans. Then play Detroit in the regular season opener. How you been, sir?
Good.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
Training camp going okay? The weather's been good for you guys.
Yeah, it's been kind of cool. And actually, I think you'd like a little more heat because so the players can actually get used to playing in the heat and the humidity. But it's been extremely cool this year so far.
With the exception of winning the Super Bowl, are people in the NFL ever capable of extreme happiness? Because
no.
If it's super hot right now, then you're like, well, we'd like it to be a little cooler. We could probably do some different things. It's absolutely perfect with this taping, but you want it a little hotter to make them sweat more, right?
I don't think people in the NFL are ever satisfied unless you get that Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, when you looked at the draft that you conducted in April, starting with Sharif Floyd all the way to the Penn State linebacker at the end, how have they been through rookie camp, organized team activities, mini camp, and now?
You know, we're very excited about this crew we brought in. The coaches do an outstanding job developing these guys. They've shown up athletically through our mini camps and our OTAs. Yesterday was actually our first day in pads, and you can see some of that, what they've learned from a technique standpoint through the offseason and starting to apply it on the field. I think everybody gets a little rusty the first day they get those shoulder pads on and get used to that. But very excited to see how quickly they can come along and help us this season.
Are you excited about the depth? Because you have some high-enders in some key spots. You have the most valuable player of the NFL. But through the draft, undrafted rookies and free agency and everything, looks to be a pretty deep team.
Yeah, we're very excited about the competition we were able to create this training camp. And there's going to be a lot of young guys vying for those last spots on the 53-man roster. And I sit down with the coaching staff every night. We kind of go through the personnel, not only what they're doing on the field, but how are they learning our system? Are they doing everything, showing up to meetings on time? So there are a lot of different aspects that go into making those finals decisions just besides what they do on the field.
When you head into the upcoming season and you look at the state of your defensive line, contractually with Jared Allen, Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson, it's good times, bad times, I guess. I mean, you got guys technically playing for new deals, but also in the final years of their deals here. How do you handle that as general manager?
You know, that's a very delicate situation because we want to try to keep all those guys if we can. We spent all these years building up that roster, and we feel we have a very good defensive line. But that'll work out the business side. Our main focus right now is to get everybody ready during training camp and get ready for the season. And the business side will eventually take care of itself.
Harrison Smith arguably was your best defensive player last year. I mean, you could say Chad Greenway. You could probably put some others in there. But as a rookie, Harrison had a fantastic season. What do you expect next from him in the evolution of number 22?
You know, I think just him being more comfortable in the system. And you've seen the evolution of him from week one to the end of the season. And it's with all those rookies that end up contributing last year. They just get so familiar with what the game's about, what Sundays are about. They get familiar with the scheme so they don't have to think as much. They can go out there, know what's coming, and go out there just play and react off their natural abilities. And I think the biggest jump you see this year from those rookies coming in the second year, they already know what's expected. So they are the veteran now, and they're the one not only doing things a lot easier on the field because they don't have to learn as much, but they're also becoming leaders of this football team. The other guy, you know, that's really stuck out so far and had a great day yesterday and is becoming a leader in his own right is Jarius Wright. And, you know, he got to play towards the end of the season. Made some big plays for us, but he is totally different than he was a year ago at this time as well.
Last one, the dynamic between Matt Cassel and Christian Ponder. Matt has more experience. He wants to help, but he wants to play because he's a competitor. What's the dynamic of their relationship?
You know, those two get along great. And one of the things when we went out and got a veteran quarterback this year, we wanted to make sure it was going to be the right chemistry with Christian Ponder. We wanted the guy who has that veteran experience that Christian and can rely on him as well as our coaching staff as we go through things, but also a guy that can come in and play effectively if we need him, but also wanted to create a sense of urgency behind Christian that, hey, he's going to push him during training camp. There's no question Christian Ponder is our starting quarterback, but to have a guy pushing you, that makes everybody better.